welcome in, my friend, to our prayer time get-together right here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Thank you for joining us here at WHCB. If you've got church news for us or a news that we should be sharing with our community, please let us hear from you. The best way to get the information to us is online at our website, whcbradio.org. whcbradio.org. And you just send it to us by email there on the website, and we will be happy, more than happy, to put it on the air for you and put it on our website so folks will know what's going on in your world, what's happening, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you for sending us your news, your information, and that way we can pass it along. Thank you very much. J. Vernon McGee wrote about Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18 in his Ecclesiastes messages, his Ecclesiastes commentary, if you will. And this is taken from that. Ecclesiastes 9, 18. This is part of the wisdom literature, just as we study in Proverbs. Even as we study wisdom literature, Ecclesiastes is part of that. And here it is. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. There's a tremendous influence expected from God's word and God's wisdom. And there is a tremendous influence exerted by the life of one individual that is wise. And the influence is more potent, however, when it's from someone who's going in the wrong direction. Why is that? Why is it that truth is still in bed when a lie is already around the world? History seems to bear it out. Adam sinned, and his sin has affected the entire race of mankind. Achan sinned, and because of him, an entire nation went down in defeat. Rehoboam's sin split the kingdom of Israel. The sin of Ananias and Sapphira brought the first defect into the early church, and from that day on, the church has not been potent, not been as potent as it was in the beginning. Understand that both you and I have influence for either good or for bad. No matter who you are, you occupy a place of influence. You're preaching to those around you by the life that you live. You're a preacher in your own home. J. Vernon McGee writes, "This reminds me of a father who kept a jug of whiskey hidden in the corn crib. It was his habit to go out there every morning, get himself a little nip. On a snowy morning, he went out to the barn, as was his habit, but this time he heard someone behind him. He turned around and found that his little son was following him, stepping in the footsteps in the snow where his father had walked. The father asked, 'What are you doing, son?' The boy answered, 'I'm following in your footsteps.' He sent the boy back into the house, then he went to the corn crib and smashed that jug of whiskey. He realized he didn't want his boy to be following in his footsteps. Someone in your home is following in your footsteps. Where are you leading her? Where are you leading him? You may be influencing a wide circle of human society. You may have influence in your neighborhood and in your community. Somebody is looking at you and watching to see whether or not you mean business with God. Does your going to church mean anything more to you than going to a drive-in to pick up a hamburger? Does your life suggest that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun? You have influence. You today are pointing men and women to either heaven or to hell. Now, if you want to go to hell, that's your business, but you have no right to lead your family and those who surround you to hell. Influence of one sinner destroyeth much good, Think about it. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. And the question from Ecclesiastes 9:18 is, who is following in your footsteps? Something to think about. From the Song of Solomon, McGee said this, "It's a life's work to know Jesus Christ. You'll never exhaust this pursuit if you live to be 100. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us beyond measure. We thank you for grace and for the mercy that's new every morning. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you for the name of Jesus Christ and for his blood that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for giving us opportunity of serving you. We thank you for the breath of life that's in us at this very moment that we're breathing right now. We thank you for that. We thank you for your caring for us and for your watch care over us. We thank you for your providing our every need. We thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Lord, help us in this day and age in which we live to look to you and to show you by our actions our love for you. Help us to be available to help others. Empower us to know what to do to be good to people and how to meet their needs and how to go before them into the various trials and tribulations and to assist them through them. But Lord, more importantly, we ask that you help them because you know what they're facing and you know what their problems are even before we would get there. You've already got it taken care of. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I would ask you to help our hearts to be open and our minds to be open to your word so that we might know your word, that we might apply your word to our hearts and to our lives, that we might study your word, that we might do so to show ourselves approved, a workman of yours, and that we might do those good things that are necessary to help others. So, Father, we know that you are never taken by surprise by these things that bother us, these things that shock us, these things that trouble us. And so, Lord, we ask for your answer, your solution to our troubles and our complaints and the problems that we face. And we know that throughout this day we're going to face them. So we ask you, Father, to meet them head on for us. And we thank you for that. Now, Father, we ask that you would make provision for us here at the radio station and make provision for us and for our listeners and for these that are praying with us now. And we thank you for that provision. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.